Colossians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ who are at Colossae, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have to all the saints. For the hope that is laid up for you in heaven, about which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you as it has in all the world, and produces fruit as it does also in you, since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth, as you also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason also, since the day we heard it, don't stop praying for you, and to desire that you'll be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that you'll walk worthy of the Lord to all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, to all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks to the Father, who has made us qualified to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has given us deliverance from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, which is forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they are thrones or dominions or princedoms or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things stick together. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that in all things he would have the priority. For it pleased the Father that in all fullness, that all fullness would live in him, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, I say, whether they are things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and aren't moved away from the hope of the gospel that you've heard, and that has been preached to every creature under heaven, about which I, Paul, have been made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, of which I've been made a minister, according to the dispensation of God that's been given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, the mystery that's been hidden from ages and from generations, but now is made clear to his saints, to whom God would make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man, and teaching every man in all wisdom, so we can present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, for which I also labor, striving according to his working, who works in me mightily.